For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, Anthony, you've been back down to the Big Apple for Churchill? What's that?
Churchill's a one-man show about Winston Churchill. It's an actor on Theater Row, a guy out of Chicago, where there's a well-known solo theater group. And this portrayal of Winston Churchill during some critical years of his career. He talks about his life. He talks to the audience about the war and about leadership during the middle part of the 20th century. And part of the reason I was attracted to it was Churchill kind of on the mind because Helen Mirren is coming to Broadway as Queen Elizabeth, playing Queen Elizabeth again. She won an Oscar for portraying her in the movie The Queen. And this is a play by the same writer called The Audience, in which we see Queen Elizabeth with her weekly meetings with her prime ministers. Throughout her reign, she's had weekly meetings with prime ministers, beginning with Churchill, right through to the current prime minister. And both parties agree never to discuss what is spoken about in these meetings, even to their spouses. And this play imagines what she would have talked about with five of her prime ministers. Interestingly, along the way, Margaret Thatcher, played by Judith Ivey. So I'm looking forward to that as well.
Now, was your actor sort of imitating, or did he really portray what you thought Churchill was like?
Well, it's funny. I was thinking that as I watched him, as he first comes out, this is not the Churchill I have seen. But by the time you're finished spending a couple of hours with him, he's become Churchill in your imagination. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But it was not an impersonation, a suggestion of Churchill, right down to the cigar stub.
Now, last week on Theater Talk, I asked the question, why would one go see Chicago live at Shea's if one has seen the movie? And you said, because these actors can really dance. Well, how was it?
Brilliant. Really wonderful to see a national tour still so fresh, 18 years after the show opened in New York. John O'Hurley I had never seen as Billy Flynn, but he's very satisfying. Bianca Marroquin and Tara C. McLeod, wonderful. And Roz Ryan, of course, incomparable as Mama Morton. Terrific dancing and live performance, just not to be compared.
And that's through Sunday. Two shows this Sunday, February 22nd at both 2 and 7, and then it's done.
Done.
Now, over at Ujima Theater, they're opening Top Dog, Underdog, a drama by Susan Laurie Parks.
Pulitzer Prize winner Susie Laurie Parks, yes. And I think also this week we have an opening over at the Paul Robeson Theater.
Burying the Bones.
Right. And tonight, Be Away, Terrence McNally's Mother and Sons. This is Anne Hartley Full playing the role for which Tyne Daly got a Tony nomination. Do you know it's in the contract for that show that Tyne Daly gets first refusal? And before
really?
Before Anne could officially accept the role.
Do you want to come to Buffalo?
Do you want to come to Buffalo?
In February.
Right. As Anne likes to say, whew, that was close. Yeah. But she's getting to go on. Miss Daly's agent informed them that she had graciously declined. Good luck with the performance in Buffalo. The story of a woman who lost her son to AIDS. 20 years later, she inexplicably shows up at the apartment of his former lover. What does she want? And that's Mothers and Sons opening tonight at BUA.
Now, Tony, I told all my friends that I probably wasn't going to go to the Mystery of the Silver Chalice because it's got audience interaction and it just sounded so goofy. But you say...
That's exactly right. It is entirely goofy. It's entirely dependent upon the mean-spiritedness of the audience for its comedy. But you laugh and laugh. It's just as dopey as it can be. A genie emerges from a silver chalice to help this man on his date. His nemesis is going to be that his celestial helpers, that is the audience, using electronic clickers, are going to vote on his every choice. And this nasty audience made him dress in 1970s leather porn attire, made him say the most inappropriate things to the woman on his date, made him make every bad choice until we finally had him ready to jump from the Peace Bridge, actually.
I shouldn't be laughing, but...
you do, and it's lots of local references, and yes, everything you feared it would be, that's what it is, but you laugh and laugh and laugh. Mystery of the Silver Chalice, and locally written, locally produced at 710 Main. And that's Buffalo Laboratory Theater, but not in their home theater. And they made some jokes about that, how Buffalonians think Hamburg, New York is 100 miles away. But they've come downtown, so I will go see them.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.